Welcome to Medicare Simplified, a podcast by Sanford Health Plan to help you decide which Medicare options are right for you. I'm your host, Courtney Collin. When choosing a Medicare plan, it's important to remember that Medicare isn't one size fits all. There are many ways to have Medicare coverage, and each person should choose the option that best fits their needs and lifestyle. To explain the different parts of Medicare and break down what you need to know, today we're joined by Jack Arnett, a manager at Sanford Health Plan. Jack, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. Let's start with this, the basics. What is Medicare?
Courtney, Medicare is the federal government's health insurance program for people that are 65 and above, some people that are younger than 65 with certain disabilities, and those that have been diagnosed with end-stage renal disease. One fun fact about Medicare, Courtney, and if you ever win a trivia contest, please keep my name in mind, but the very first two Medicare beneficiaries were actually President Truman and his wife. President Johnson enacted Medicare in the late 1960s, and as a symbolic gesture, he invited President Truman and his wife, who actually began us thinking as a country in the 1930s about Medicare, to actually become the very first two Medicare beneficiaries. Today, there's over 63 million Americans on Medicare.
I learn something new every day. Thanks for the fun fact. Jack, what are the different parts of Medicare?
Sure. Medicare has four different parts, each covering different healthcare services. So Medicare Part A, which is commonly referred to the hospital side, of course, it covers inpatient hospital care, skilled nursing services. Hospice care is also a benefit under Medicare Part A, and in some limited circumstances, an individual can access home health care under Medicare Part A. Under Medicare Part B, also commonly referred to as the doctor side or the physician side of Medicare, it's going to include outpatient services for medically necessary services, services from a doctor and other healthcare providers, some preventative labs and x-rays, and certain medical equipment and devices are also benefits under Medicare Part B. Medicare Part C is called Medicare Advantage, and these are privately run plans by insurance companies that have a contract directly with Medicare. And then Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug side of Medicare.
What is Medicare Supplement Insurance?
Sure. A Medicare Supplement Insurance Plan, also known as a Medigap plan, is an insurance plan to help pay for those out-of-pocket costs, such as deductibles, copays, and coinsurance. Some Medigap plans or Medicare supplement insurance will provide benefits that are not covered under original Medicare, and the most common being travel internationally.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a Medigap plan and Medicare Advantage?
One of the most commonly asked questions today, obviously, Courtney. A Medicare supplement insurance plan is operated by a private insurance company, and that provides additional coverage to help cover original Medicare's copays, deductibles, and coinsurance. Now, Medicare supplements do not provide coverage for items like hearing, dental, and vision, nor is there any Part D, Medicare's prescription drug coverage, offered with a Medicare supplement plan. Now, a Medicare Advantage plan is kind of an all-in-one insurance plan, and it's an alternative for Medicare beneficiaries to receive the benefits under original Medicare Part A and B and Part D in one plan. In most cases, Medicare Advantage plans will cover additional benefits like hearing, dental, and vision. Some plans may even cover more benefits than that. We've seen Medicare Advantage plans offer meal benefits and transportation and gym memberships. So quite a bit different. Today, almost one-third of all Medicare beneficiaries have chosen a Medicare Advantage plan to help them with their additional Medicare costs.
So when you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, what happens to your original Medicare?
Great question. A big myth is that people disenroll from Medicare when you choose to enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan, and that's just not the case. Medicare beneficiaries that do enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan absolutely stay enrolled in Medicare. They don't disenroll. They don't turn in their red, white, and blue Medicare ID cards. They just choose to receive their Medicare benefits, Part A and B, along with extra benefits through that Medicare Advantage organization.
Now, for anybody who might be getting ready to enroll in Medicare or who would like to make some changes to their current plan, Jack, what's your advice?
keyword is research. Do their due diligence and seek out professional help from that. There is a myriad of options. Between North and South Dakota and Minnesota, our primary service area with Sanford Health Plan, there are dozens and dozens of plans to choose from. Each one can be kind of tailor-designed to fit the needs and the lifestyle of that individual. Also, they need to be keenly aware of the different enrollment periods Medicare has. Traditionally, for Medicare Advantage Plan, that enrollment period is October 15th through December 7th. Any election changes that time take effect in January 1st. People that are new to Medicare, they can enroll into Medicare, which we call their initial enrollment period. That's a 7-month window, Courtney. It's the 3 months before they turn 65, the month that they turn 65, and then 3 months after. But we're also seeing, not only in our service area, but around the country, more and more Medicare beneficiaries choosing to work beyond age 65 and not retiring. When that time comes for them to retire and they no longer have access to that group insurance plan that they may be on or whatever credible coverage they have, Medicare allows them a special enrollment period to initially roll into Medicare. And if both that initial enrollment period is missed or that special enrollment period is missed, Medicare has what's called a general enrollment period. I know a lot of enrollment periods here, and that's why it's so important to seek out help when it comes to that. But Medicare's general enrollment period runs January 1st through March 31st, and then the effective date is until July. Now, there are changes coming to that general enrollment period, but as of the date of this broadcast and this podcast, those are the rules when it comes to the general enrollment period.
Okay, Jack, all great information. Thank you for helping us sort out the basics of Medicare and for sharing your expert insights. If you'd like to learn more about Medicare Advantage plan options from Sanford Health Plan, visit align.sanfordhealthplan.com or find more information in our episode show notes. Jack, thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.